Current podcast.
Current podcast.
Current podcast. Find us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Now you get to see what it takes to create something for y'all to listen to and watch. I hope y'all appreciate it. Let's get it.
Like after that whole Kaepernick and the whole Trump getting involved, that was one of the turnoffs that I had with Trump as in his presidency, that he was talking too much about football at one point, that I was like, bro, why are you talking about football? Like get off of football and go do some worry about something else, you know? And then
let's be real, bro,
it killed the fun out of football for me.
That's not what it was, bro.
What was it?
It was that the Saints weren't making it anymore.
Nah, hell no. The Saints had runs. They kept going to the playoffs. Am I wrong, Byron? They kept going to the playoffs and then getting snuffed by BS calls at the end by the refs.
You ain't wrong. What you mean, bro?
You ain't wrong.
So it was, mean, it bro? Wasn't then like that. That was a roller coaster.
They haven't been to the Super Bowl since when?
Since
2010.
But since
that's
the modern era, my boy.
Okay. But that's the point.
I mean, we're leading the charge in the modern era, if anything. Because now we got Derek Carr, we got a couple of other weapons that, you know, we can make some noise with. I'm just like I said, I'm not so involved and invested anymore because of what the president did when it was like I would much rather have heard much more from the commissioner than I heard from the president. This dude was tweeting about, oh, he's taking a knee, fire him, you should be fired, and all this bullshit. And I was like,
everybody took a knee.
Exactly. But
all right, Mario, are you going to sit here, or what's up?
Mario's in a pre-production, post-production, edit production.
Well, you got to tell him to hurry up, bro, because...
No, we can. I'm carrying the boat.
You're carrying the boat?
Yeah, let's carry the boat.
You're going to carry the boat until...
You're going to have me carry the boat.
All right.
He's carrying that in the boat. We got to carry this end of the boat.
All right.
We've been here before.
All right.
But
let's pause it so he has a cut break.
He's going to sit down.
And then we'll start right now.
No, he's going to sit down. No, fuck the pause, man. Fuck the pause.
USA against Lithuania. What'd you think about it?
Damn.
You saw the game, actually. I didn't have a chance to actually watch it. I watched part of the highlights, yes.
This is all one-on-one.
And I did see that, you know, they were outscoring them in the first two quarters. And then... they made a bounce back.
No, they didn't bounce back because they never took the lead.
Yeah, eventually.
No, they
again.
Never did. They never took the lead in a game. How about this, yo?
What game are we talking about?
The one they lost.
The USA versus Lithuania.
They were just down by like... I think the closest they brought it was to six.
But that's how it ended.
By six?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it was 110 to 104.
Oh, okay. So that's... But that was like, I think, the closest margin that they got.
Okay.
Those guys were on fire from three.
This was
what do you think it has happened? That
was just one game.
Or what
bro.
Was the mistake? Even if it's just one game, how do you analyze it? What
Austin
do you think?
Austin Reeves couldn't really do what he does because he
you
got
think
foul
is,
trouble.
Okay, foul trouble.
And then Anthony Edwards just wasn't hitting.
And what about Jared Jackson? Do you think that his was also foul
he wasn't
trouble?
He was even playing that. Like they didn't put him in a lot because he was in foul trouble. So. I feel like what the team is missing in that aspect is a big body big, not just
how many
tall.
Bigs that they take.
They have a few, but they're not big bodies. They're just tall, lanky guys.
Okay.
So you could get bullied by a guy that's got some.
But technically, don't you think girth. It's just two of them that actually went as centers, though?
Pause.
And Jared Jackson is playing as a center?
That's what I'm saying. He's tall and lanky. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not.
But they only took like two that are actually playing center, though.
I'm not sure, bro. To be honest, I'm not sure about the full
okay.
squad on that end. But yeah, I just know that for that.
So game, you so the so the downfall of this game is the foul trouble of Austin and the foul trouble of Jackson.
No, and then I'm telling you, it was just Anthony Edwards wasn't hitting, and they got the other guys were hitting threes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just one like. The United States not playing well. It's like the other team's playing.
Do you feel like the U.S. feels like, oh, well, we're the best in the world, you know, we're the NBA. Is that like the mentality that we have not understood that the world has become better?
No, that's not the mentality.
Bro. Okay.
No, that hasn't been since the Redeem team, bro.
Okay.
We haven't. Fuck no. Come on. Like, the last MVPs in the NBA have been European players.
Exactly. So, most of the best NBA players are Europeans currently right now, technically.
Nobody can say that. Nobody can carry that. Like, nobody, if you have that demeanor.
Luka, European. Joel Embiid is not. Is also.
He's, well, out of Congo.
Yeah, exactly. So you Carl,
I think, or some shit like that. I don't know what.
And then Carl Towns, he was playing for Dominican Republic.
Right. He has descendants from there, so he decided. You see, but if he would have gone with the American side, which would have been dope, he could have helped them with the size.
Yeah.
But he decided maybe because of, but it's also like you got to get called up. So if you don't get called up. Because Trae Young could have helped too with threes, but.
But he didn't get called up.
Something happened where. Some drama internally. He said something, but.
Question.
So he caused discord within the locker room.
I don't know exactly, bro. Something happened. Some drama that I was hearing about. I didn't really look into the details. Because I don't really care for Trae Young as far as like an NBA player.
They were saying there was a possibility that he almost ended up in the Lakers.
Right, but for who would you trade him for?
They didn't exactly say. It was just they were just confirming a speculation that the Lakers were close on getting him to the team, but it didn't end up happening.
What was this?
A little while ago.
What were you asking, Bruno?
Was this past game an exhibition? I know, or was it already like elimination or group game?
I think it's still group.
Group game.
I think it's still group. I'm not, like I said, I haven't really been keeping up with the FIBA games. I just been, this was one that I was like, I was up at that time and I was like, fuck it, let me try to keep up with something. Because I was tired of watching the highlights. Highlights was kind of getting.
I mean, highlights are maybe 8-10 minutes tops.
But it's just, you don't get the full,
like the full flow of the game.
Yeah, you don't see who's really doing.
Like the tangibles of who's really guarding, who's not guarding. You know, who's actually passing, what's occurring during the flow, the transition of the game.
Right. And to be honest, they don't have big stars. Like, the biggest star they have is Anthony Edwards.
You think that he's the biggest name out of the whole team?
He's the guy that I feel like out of all of them.
Or you think, like, that's the one that they're putting the whole pressure on? Like, the media is putting the pressure on him. Like, he has to be the man to carry the team.
They're already saying him and Austin Reeves, so it's going to be interesting.
Okay, so both of them right now are the two stars that they're putting the main focus on.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, though?
I think it's what you're saying has validity because Austin Reeves has been talked about a lot, especially with the new contract he got with the Lakers. Now everybody has that focus has shifted to him. So there, I would expect that pressure to be there as him to be someone that has to go to the line. He has to get the points, you know, in that sense.
He's coming off of the bench, though. I saw the game against Montenegro, I think they played, and then this one against... I saw Greece, I think, and then this one against Lithuania.
You're coming off the bench.
Lithuania was just something that, like, they just playing way complete team basketball. I don't know if you guys saw the other guy that was on the other squad that he had a guard and all that as well.
Mm-hmm.
That guy has... You can see that he has skill. He's almost like the Austin Reeves of that squad. Like, he has that craftiness and all that stuff. And he was the one that made Austin Reeves get two early fouls, I believe, in the first or second quarter that was. And they were just playing team basketball, dude, when it comes
that's
to
that's the other thing I was going
to
say.
And then Valanciunas is like what Enzo was saying. He's a legit big. Compared to the bigs we have, he's bullying them. You know what I mean?
Nah, dude.
So that's the one thing that the league don't have that type of big like that. At least the U.S. doesn't. Who do you think of the NBA? Like, I would say maybe Anthony Davis.
But he's not like, going to go to that.
We should have brought Anthony Davis.
He's not going
to
go to that.
Besides him, who would you say like is a big like that in the league? You know what I mean?
American?
Yeah, American.
American.
You know what I mean? It's tough.
What about the one the Suns have? Is he not American?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Aiden. I don't think he's American.
Aiden is not American?
He's Bahamian. From Bahamas.
Interesting. Okay.
Who else? Yeah, there's not many. Like they're all like you're saying. We're like they're European for the most part.
But they're all like lanky. They're not like big body bigs.
Yeah, no. They're not like Joel Embiid.
He's 6'11".
That dude's lengthy. He's just
what
like
about
pushed around.
Anthony Towns.
He's for Dominican
Towns
Republic.
Could be, you could say, yeah, it's true. He does. He's playing for Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. Right.
But, Who else should... Damn, that's a good question,
but,
bro.
But no, Maury brought up a good point, and it's the fact that the U.S. team hasn't played together compared to these other teams.
They don't play together. They only play together when it's FIBA time.
Exactly.
They come around.
But those like, other teams they actually play together. There's actually chemistry.
They have more chemistry from other years.
Yeah, from years of playing
year,
with
like,
together.
They literally put this team together like, okay.
This happens every year, though. There's tryouts, and then this happens.
It was funny. I saw this meme on Facebook where this guy was like, man, they really talking this much trash about our JV squad. And then in the comments was like, man, it's a freshman squad. I didn't even JV. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, nah, it's just a decent team, but...
It's not. I mean, it is. I like Anthony... what's his name? Is it Anthony
it's
Edwards?
Not or it is.
He said it and retracted real quick.
Is it Anthony Edwards? That's the guy that's from the Minnesota...
Yeah, Ant-Man.
Yeah, he's the one that's also been balling a little bit for them.
Nah, he's going to be the truth, bro. Mark my words, this kid...
The other one that's playing...
But your brother likes him because he's all about work.
The other one that's been playing pretty decent is Jalen Brunson. You know, from the Knicks.
Yeah, he's been a baller since Villanova.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Team USA, they met their match in Lithuania. Luckily, it was not an elimination game. So, they're still able to go forward. But, you know, Lithuania showed that they're the...
So, how's this not an elimination game?
Group stage.
It was group stage. And they had already qualified for the next round.
So. But it's still a big deal because everybody expects the U.S. to win. So the fact that you get a loss, it's like, whoa, 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 someone beat you.
So would you say it's like they got exposed?
I wouldn't say they got exposed. There's still a lot of the tournament to go. But it's just the fact that it's USA and USA lost.
So on September 5th, which is tomorrow, USA will be playing Italy. And then Lithuania will be playing Serbia. Germany will be playing Latvia. And Canada will be playing Slovenia. And I believe Latvia is the team that Doncic plays for, if I'm not mistaken. Have to confirm that right quick, but it's Luka Doncic that plays for Slovenia.
Slovenia, not Latvia.
Which they just lost to Germany yesterday, 171.
And isn't there like another tournament? The ones that lose get to participate still for a trophy. But it's like a small tournament they make for them just to give them some compensation, if they say.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what it might be.
But that's for like the teams that lost, though.
I think the Final Four automatically qualify for the Olympics, though.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, you know what I mean? So that's the one thing for them is that they automatically qualify the Olympics. But the losing squad, I'm not too sure what happens there.
Yeah, because I heard something about them having like a second tournament for them. But it's for them to still win something.
Got it.
Yeah, but it's for those teams that don't advance.
Yeah.
The teams that don't make it out of the group stage.
Definitely. I'd have to look into that to fully confirm. But besides that, like I said, we're in the quarterfinals right now. There's 8 teams left. If the USA beats Italy, they will be facing... from what it looks like the bracket is... Now they'll either face the winner of Germany and Latvia. So, you know, they're on opposite sides of the bracket.
That means they're going to play Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, possibly. Mm-hmm. If they beat Latvia.
That's the other thing. Did you see that footage of Dennis Schroeder fighting
with the coach?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. I think that's an effect of, like, an NBA player, like, I would say sort of feeling entitled. I don't know exactly the context of it, but that could be the case. But I did see that video.
I haven't seen that. You guys show me. Let me see.
There's no audio. From what I saw, there was no audio. Yeah, it's just video
him going back and forth
like, of them just arguing back and forth.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
during a timeout, basically.
Yeah, in the huddle or whatnot.
Yeah, so they're in the huddle during the timeout and they're just arguing back and forth. That's all it was. But it could be what your brother's saying. Like he's gotten so used to the NBA. We're in the NBA. You can kind of talk back to your coach at least a little bit. But who knows that difference? Like when it comes to Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Sheesh. No, I actually did see an audio video.
Oh, there is an audio one? Okay.
The coach kind of tells him, like, oh, listen, I called the timeout, listen to me. And Schroeder's are like, don't touch me, because he, like, kind of, like, the coach, German coach, grabs him aggressively. He's like, don't touch me. And then they're just kind of going at it, like, for a little bit. And then they cut. If I could find it, I'll show it to you.
I didn't see the audio one, but all right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the FIBA going on right now. And then on the other world of sports, it's here in L.A., man, you're wearing a very important jersey, man, a very hot jersey right now.
You're hot.
Yes. So a lot of guys that went to go see Barbie, I see that they wore that shirt because it was pink, you know, it's appropriate for the theme type of thing. But Messi was here in L.A., as you guys saw, and at the same night that Beyonce was having her concert. She has another one concert tonight. I think her birthday's tonight, actually.
Dang.
She's having another one. But from what I heard, he sold out, you know, the BMO Stadium. I'm not sure if Beyonce sold out, but his tickets were ridiculous. I think
Beyonce would sell out. I mean, how many nights she actually had?
She only had three nights. From what I heard, she did Friday, Saturday, Sunday. She didn't do anything, and then today.
And I think she has one more tomorrow because I saw that Game Time notify me for Tuesday.
That's crazy.
That's four shows now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Didn't beat too. Taylor Swift though. Shit, Taylor Swift had like six shows, bro.
Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift though.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
It's pop music.
But Messi, man, like Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift, but damn, like I don't know if she has the same security team that Messi has, bro.
What? They probably have the same people.
So I was looking
it's the
at
same agency.
I was looking at details into Messi's bodyguard situation.
Yeah, he's like an ex Navy SEAL.
David Beckham hired this guy specifically to protect not just him but his family. So we have that guy that's following him everywhere, and then there's a group of like 20 people that are
protecting his house,
his family.
They're probably like making him feel like he's like basically they're making him feel like. You can live a normal life. We're not even in your sight, but they're there.
But at the same time, my question to you guys is...
Have you guys seen that he was in Miami when he first got here? He was out here grocery shopping, like nothing.
And nobody
didn't do nothing. Like,
but then people, like, it clicked. Like, oh, he's here now.
Yeah, but I still
didn't see... Did you see Mass Hysteria?
Not a little bit.
Yeah.
Only for that driving part.
That was crazy.
There was Mass Hysteria once he was at the stadium. That there was Mass Hysteria for
that's
it.
That's a stadium.
My question to you guys, though, is...
Training grounds, bro.
Do you think that there's a deeper reason why he's being protected to this amount?
No, I think it's just the Michael Jackson law on him, probably.
Yeah. Because...
Because he's not a normal person.
Yeah, bro,
then
he'll break
no doubt. But look, when he had his World Cup victory...
But these type of people are also like all right, let me just dive into the rabbit hole real quick. I feel like people like that are that influential need to be that protected because companies that use people of mass influence, that's their product.
For sure.
So you have to protect your product. Adidas spends a lot of money to be endorsing the best soccer player in the world. They're going to protect that product.
The reason why I asked this question was because...
So, Illuminati.
Back when he won the World Cup, his house in Argentina got broken into. And that was like when he was already back in Argentina and all this stuff. So it's like, is there a deeper reason why they're taking an extra precaution to like...
He thinks that there might be a threat
something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, is there a threat?
I think anybody...
Being in Miami too, of all places too, bro.
Like, anybody that's of that stature, like if... Bro, LeBron James' house has been broken into, has also been burglarized and vandalized. Like, all these people, Beyonce's house has been broken into.
No doubt, but I'm trying to connect those two dots and thinking, is there something deeper that we don't know about?
People that
you know what I mean?
Stature, you're a target.
Because they got constant threat. For example, again, the guy that they have on him 24/7, he's former Navy SEAL, served in Iraq.
Most bodyguards are, though.
You know, has all these... Like,
accolades.
Should be a UFC fighter, basically, type of thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. He's like a black belt in this and that. And, like, he should be... Under his resume, should say UFC champion.
He probably was at one point.
We don't know that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's a bigger check.
So, yeah, that's just what I posed. Did you guys see the video of the fan that ran out to Messi yesterday?
No.
Here in L.A.?
Yeah.
So he gets to him, and then, bro, as soon as he gets them, the bodyguard's, like, right there. And then, like, two more security guards that just don't have those legs are, like, right there. And then afterwards, some other guy tries to come out from the corner, but they get him right before he even touches the field. You know what I mean?
What does the security guard do to the guy?
He grabs him and takes him out.
Chokes hold him, bro. Turns him around and gives him to the other two securities.
Oh. Shit.
But like that dude was fast. Like I saw an angle of like when you see the fan taking off and then the security guard from the side just like books it, bro. like just books.
And so that night he earned his paycheck.
Straight up, you know what I mean? And it's funny how it would be here in LA that a fan tries him. And I was telling you guys, like, I want to see who tries him first. I thought that this fool was going to be excessive and like, slam ground him. And pound because super necessary. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he did tackle him, bro.
He's supposed to, but
Messi had a bounce back, bro. When again,
my thing, and it was funny because even the player was like protecting Messi. I don't know if you saw the opposing player from LAFC was like, whoa, 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 like,
oh shit,
yeah, bro.
Who was it? Bonga?
I don't know. No, it was a Hispanic dude. I think Bonga's French, right?
I saw like parts of the second half. I got late to the second to the first.
I didn't watch anything to be honest.
And I was kind of like, damn, this is a trip. Who, Messi? Yeah,
he had two assists though, right?
Yeah.
And then David Beckham was also describing that like it's a high to him every time he sees Messi score.
It's a what?
It's like a high to him, and every time he sees Messi score, I'm like, damn, bro,
why?
The best player in the world, and you're watching him score.
What do you think about it, though, my friend?
What I think about what, him having the bodyguard?
No, him being the best soccer player in the world playing in this league now. For the sorry.
For team, me,
for the sorriest team in the MLS.
Yeah, I mean, they're like 20-somethingth place. I think it's good for American soccer because I think that it helps American soccer develop. It helps all these other players see where they're at, and all these younger players,
that's for sure.
Like all these younger players see like, hey, where do I have to get to? You know? So I think it helps US sports in order to acknowledge that they need to grow in their IQ in order to be at someone at his level.
You know? How do you say this guy's name?
Giorgino Chiellini.
So Chiellini. This Italian soccer player, which is a defensive player for LAFC, said that Inter Miami is the best MLS team he's faced. Mm-hmm. And I know he used to play in Juventus or in some.
See. Oh, this guy.
Huh? Yeah, Juve. He used to play in Juve.
That's because now they got a squad.
That guy's like 40. I'm just saying, but like we're just giving it sense to that.
Well,
like,
the thing is, you got to
remember. That guy's tall as fuck.
Do you guys got to remember how many players did they bring in that were important, right? They brought one player for each placement of position. You bring in Messi to be a forward. You bring in Busquets to be in your midfield. And you bring in Jordi Alba to be in your defense. So you have players with experience now in the team that can now be leaders to the back line, be leaders to the midfield, be a leader to the forwards. So obviously your team is going to improve. You have one of the best CDMs in the world, arguably, which is Busquets.
So you're telling me money's buying this team right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're just older. They're not young. But the IQ Busquets has, your CDM position is basically the mind of your team. He's basically the one that is building up the plays for you. So having Busquets in the midfield is a huge plus for them. What and if, then you have, like I said, you
what
have.
What if Iniesta came back? You think he could come back and play?
I mean, he's already like in his about to be 40, dude. Like, he can probably still play in MLS. So I don't knock it that he can't, but I don't know how effective he would be because he has played the last 3 years or the last 2 years in Japan, but he's out of Japan now.
Damn! Why is he playing in Japan?
He played in Japan after he left Barca.
Now they don't want him.
Yeah. And he already ended his contract there.
Yeah.
He's a free agent right now.
That's sad, bro.
He hasn't announced full retirement yet, so that's a possibility that he can come to MLS.
Definitely it is.
A lot of people did speculate that he was going to come and be part of that team, but I don't know.
Yeah. So on Saturday, we were across the street from BMO Stadium. We saw the USC Trojans play against the Nevada Wolfpack. And man, the USC Trojans put a whoop ass on them, bro. Can a whoop ass, as The Rock would say. 61-14, I think it was, or 66-14.
Yeah.
Bro, it was just
only two touchdowns?
Yeah. And just the Trojans kept putting on him, bro. The Trojans throw in their second string and he scored like what, two touchdowns?
Two touchdowns. Yeah.
The defense scored a touchdown. Like it was just they were just going and then it's good to see USC football back on a good note. You know, they're talking about they can go undefeated this season as well.
Number one pick and QB.
That's if he wants to go be number one. I don't think he wants to go play for the Arizona Cardinals, bro. That's the worst team. Caleb Williams.
What?
Caleb Williams.
Is it that light skinned dude?
Yeah, he used to play in a different. I think he was playing where Lincoln Riley was at, if I'm not mistaken, or somewhere else. But he transferred here last season. It's the second season here. He's a junior. He can either go into the draft and all that, but I don't think he wants to play for the Cardinals. And then and if he doesn't, he can come back and be a senior and play for the Trojans one more year, and be like Peyton Manning, play his senior year. You know what I mean? But there's an interesting game coming up because you guys see that Deion Sanders right now is the coach of Colorado.
Yeah.
You see that his son is
the QB.
QB.
Mm-hmm.
There was something that he did recently where he removed the whole team captain title and he replaced it with team leader. So you'll see them that they have, I think, an L on there, a badge of L, and then they have a D on there. And D stands for dog. So the dogs of the team. We spoke about this on the podcast about having that dog in you. So he identified those.
Those players.
And then they beat like a ranked team in their first week. And then they're supposed to play, they're in the Pac-12, so they're supposed to be playing USC at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Well, they beat one of the best teams of last year. However, that team isn't good coming in this year.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's still something that they look at as, because Colorado hasn't been good in a while. So
yeah, and I think that it just goes to show when you have an effective leader in the right in that position that changes the mentality and is able to set a culture, like that's very hard to do. So the fact that he's done that, and if he comes in, if USC goes on there and they lose to Colorado, like that can very well say a very big thing about Colorado and the whole.
Damn, I gotta watch another game.
I mean, if he's able to get at least 9 wins. Like people would celebrate that.
Yeah, they're gonna make a bowl game and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, because if he can get at least 9 wins, it would at least show that there's been a huge improvement in the squad and in the team and the program of the team of the school.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm very interested to see that later on in the month. But what'd you think about the game, man? It was my first football game in general. I've never been to a football game.
Me either, man. Y'all.
Well,
y'all,
besides y'all high school games, is what you said.
High school is nothing like this.
Yeah. I mean,
never been myself.
I liked it, but it's nothing compared to the NFL. I just have to say it like that.
The NFL game too.
Yeah, the NFL.
Which ones? I'm a Rams fan, bro.
I've been to Rams games before.
Games.
Yeah.
With the S.
Mm-hmm.
Games.
He's officially a Rams fan, y'all.
Officially. You guys want to say that? but yeah, no. It the atmosphere is different. I think Byron can probably even attest to that.
You ever been to a USC game, Byron?
I don't think he's been to a college level, but he can talk about the NFL aspect because I know that he's been to Charger games and he's also seen a few other games. So
I think the game that we saw, though, if like let's say it would have been a UCLA USC game. Whole different vibe. Different vibe. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Yeah, we saw.
It's just we saw against Nevada. So, like, they didn't even have an away
crowd, huh?
The atmosphere, like, wasn't up there compared to, like, something that I'm used to. I'm pretty sure, like, the game that they're having this week, they're playing Stanford.
That's a bigger game.
I'm pretty sure that atmosphere is going to be crazier because it's a bigger game.
In the Trojans?
Yes, here in LA. Primetime football Saturday night.
So how was the band? Did you see that performance?
Yeah, it was really dope. I think from what I took out of it, at least, it gave me for sure that college vibe. But it's like, damn, you see the students in the student section and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and it's like,
how does that work?
This is a dope
student section.
They go in,
pay for that too?
I don't think so. I think from what I saw, they have their own entrance, so they get a wristband and all that, and they sit in the very front and all that. But it just made me think, like, damn, if you're a student here, like. During fall semester, every Saturday, the whole thing to do is to watch USC and, like, you know, like, that's the dope part about it, you know what right. I mean? So I like that part.
I went to junior college, but it's not
yeah,
the same,
but even so. Me that I went to CSUN, bro, I didn't go, I didn't get that shit, bro. So yeah, yeah.
That's the difference. You went to university.
So did I.
But mine was second division football. But even then, there was a lot of hype because, CBS that passes a few games, they would come and, like, broadcast the games. So it was those games were a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, if you went to those games where they were broadcasting that game on TV.
Who was the opponent?
It would be, like, a huge deal.
That they would make it a big deal.
Like. I don't remember, like, the opponents, to be honest. This is a long time for me. But when it came to those games, like, it was a huge deal. And especially I had Well, at that time, I only had one roommate that was a football player. He was a receiver.
Oh, shit.
So, like, that's the other thing. It's like, your roommates are also playing in it, and you get to see that aspect of it.
How did he interact with the whole football? Like, did you see him stress, or did you see him kind of, like, just enjoy the football?
Well, when I first got there, he had just transferred in. He enjoyed it a lot from what I saw. And his whole goal was, cause he was talking about that he could get more exposure by being there, even though it was second division, mm-hmm. because by proving that he's still good enough, that there was a lot of exposure in that way to still make it in the league.
He was trying to go pro.
Yeah. He was trying to go pro. That was his goal. The reason he was trying to go pro too, I forget his uncle's name. He told me it like twice, but I don't remember it. I just remember him telling me that his uncle had played for the Broncos, and that he was like
that head turn, right? You said Broncos,
yeah. And because his uncle had made it to the Broncos, like that was his goal as well. Like he was trying to make it up there. Sick. Yeah,
yeah, man. So USC football was definitely a good catch. We caught two LA sports in 1 week, bro. We saw the Dodgers as well last week on Wednesday. They smashed Arizona Diamondbacks. Guys.
Technically, we did.
Yeah.
But this guy was like, it's midweek.
No, I went to see 50 Cent that night.
Yeah. So 50 Cent. Yeah, yeah. No, but but then it sucks
because I got rich and didn't die trying.
Or die trying. It's not. No, and it's one or the other.
I said, I got rich and didn't die trying because the whole album we calls Get Rich or Die Trying.
Or Die Trying.
No, Get Rich and Die Trying.
Not. But yeah, bro, I was about to say USC baseball, bro. Oh, you're a baseball.
Oh, you guys saw Bronny there, right?
At USC, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
How was that?
I mean, they just showed him for like a few seconds. Did he say it's not like. It's not like he said something or anything. He didn't talk, no.
Should have been like, yo, Bronny. No.
Yo, Bronny.
Well, you saw Herb Dean.
I said what's up to him, and then the whole fucking crowd recognized him and ran after him, and I scared him away.
Yeah, if it was like running away, like when he runs, when he's running towards like.
You saw he did merch on that?
Yeah.
He kind of like.
All right, USC picks. What are the picks for this week? What's the main card?
The only fights that I'm really interested in on this card is the main event and the co-main, which obviously is Adesanya versus Sean Strickland. And then we got Tai Tuivasa versus Alexander Volkov.
I got
Bam Tai. Bam. I think Bam
I
Bam.
Got,
Bam.
I got Tai and I got
Izzy.
Same.
All right.
Same.
But I think just, unanimous decision here.
But my wallet just might bet the other way just to, you know, see what happens.
For Strickland?
Who knows, bro? Who knows if these guys pull off some wild stuff?
This is like he's like one of my coworkers. He always tells me that. My heart wants me this person to win, but my wallet is saying this person's going to win.
My mind's telling me no. You know what I'm saying? But my body's telling me yeah. But yeah, one thing we saw against with Dodgers real quick before we wrap this up is, you know, we saw them against the Diamondbacks, killed them, slaughtered them, and then they play against the Braves, which is like the best team in baseball besides them right now. And
I think they lost two games.
Correct.
Two games. And they won on Saturday, and they won your game, right, Byron, that you went to?
Yeah, they won yesterday.
That was against the Braves, right? Yeah.
And then,
I don't remember who the pitcher was, but yeah.
End this, Julio Urias.
Got arrested.
One more domestic violence case.
One more?
Well, he already had one, bro. Mm-hmm. Where, like, in the parking lot of the Dodgers or whatever, he, like, got into it with his wife or with his girl, and, like, he got charged with a domestic violence case in that case, too. And Bill Plaschke of the LA Times is talking about Julio Urias should never pitch for the Dodgers again, and I'm like, damn. I don't know about all that, bro.
The one who won us the World Series. Well, they closed it out for us.
And it's tough because Julio's been in like some contract disputes too, like with the Dodgers. So I love him as a Dodger, but
then you got to use the same measuring stick though.
Sometimes the team.
What happened to Bauer? If you're gonna kick out Bauer for the exact same thing, you got to use the same measuring stick.
But it's not because, the same measuring stick.
Because if you don't use the same measuring stick, then it's like
the details
well,
haven't been put out yet to know if it's the same. All we know is this
domestic. Nah, but this is a second situation already.
It is, but then
they let the first one go. This is the second one.
I'm not even endorsing him. I'm just saying, like,
nah. But if you kicked Bauer out for that situation, then you have to use the same measuring stick. You can't then just be like, oh no,
nah. Fucked up, bro. Nah. So in that reporter could say something like that, and now you know.
So in 2019, like, Dodgers Julio Urias accused of domestic violence.
Was right there any here. Charge?
Arrested that day, booked in jail around 1 a.m. Then there was another detail. That day he was suspended 20 games in August of 2019 under the MLB's joint domestic violence and sexual assault thing. So he's been previously suspended 20 games for a similar incident. So now it's basically the second time in 4 years. There. Damn, Julio Urias. That sucks. He posted bail of $50,000.
My buddy needs therapy.
He's 11-8 this season. Not having the best season, I guess, if you want. But yeah, man, it's Julio Urias. If we lose him, that's a big blow to the Dodgers' pitching rotation. And given that the trade deadline is over, that is tough, ladies and gentlemen.
It would suck.
It's a sports way for y'all.
Quick question, going back to the UFC picks. I don't know for what card Khamzat Chimaev.
I don't know what he's.
Paul Costa are going to be fighting in.
Yeah, I don't know. But we're talking just about this pay-per-view coming up with Adesanya Strickland. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Khamzat and them, I don't even know if they're booked yet. As far as I know, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if they're booked at all.
Supposedly it's confirmed, but they haven't decided what card they're going to probably fight in.
If it is, I've heard Abu Dhabi, but yeah. Sean Strickland and Adesanya, Julio Urias, Lionel Messi, Team USA.
Adesanya.
Sports.